honestly. I think I didn't want to break the image I had of myself. I couldn't untangle the lie from the truth. I thought that any brokenness would taint the successes in my life. I couldn't see that my daily failures with Trick didn't define me or negate my strengths. So I hid my struggle, even from the friends who knew me best. But at what cost? In my young life, the cost was huge. Hiding trichotillomania from my friends and teammates cost me a great deal, in time and in energy and in friendship. In time, I spent more hours in front of the mirror than I care to remember, fixing and refixing those false eyelashes, trying to redraw my brow line, trying to hide this condition that kept growing worse. In energy, I relinquished massive amounts of emotional and mental energy trying to hide my condition, trying to avoid situations that would reveal my condition, trying to think of other ways I might be able to appear normal, sunglasses, hats to cover my eyebrows, anything. In friendship, what I didn't know then was that friendship is built on the back of brokenness, and that intimacy with others often stems from shared pain. I knew that my family was a safe place, that they loved me even in my weakness, but I didn't trust that my peers could love me in my brokenness too. I kept friends at an arm's length in the one area of my life where I desperately needed communion. I wanted to hold on to my self-protection more than I wanted deep friendship. When you run out of options. The cost I paid in my high school years for struggling with Trick was mostly emotional and relational, but I can assure you, I would have paid any price to be free of trichotillomania. And for me, that's saying a lot. Although I hope I've grown into a more generous and gracious woman, I was cautious with my stuff as a teenager. It was harder than I'd like to admit for me to part with money when I was in high school. I'm not quite sure why. My parents were financially stable and unendingly generous with my sister and me, but it always felt like security to me to have money in the bank, even if my own money amounted to very little in the world's eyes. I wanted to have something to my name, just in case things didn't work out. Careful as I was with the little money I had in high school, I know that if there had been a way for me to be rid of trichotillomania, I would have spent my entire savings without thinking twice. It would have felt like nothing to give up all the money I had in the bank for a legitimate shot at being fully and completely healed. My parents did this in their own way, spending what they could to help me be free from Trick. Money for books to learn about my condition, money for herbal supplements that some doctors thought might work, money for behavioral modification counseling. They wanted to help me, and they would have spent every penny to our family's name if someone had offered the hope of a cure. That's precisely what the bleeding woman did. She spent all she had, stretching out her hands in the hope that someone, anyone, might finally have the remedy she'd been searching for. I imagine her bartering her jewelry for medicines that did no good. I imagine her knowing that she was down to her last stack of coins, but handing them over to the doctor anyway, hoping against hope that she might finally be healed and start her life afresh. The bleeding woman was willing to spend it all because she had no other choice, no future ahead of her. As extreme as it sounds, I don't think it was folly for her to fling all of her coins at the chance of wholeness. Healing was what she desired most of all, more than anything, so it makes sense that all her earthly wealth went toward trying to secure that healing. When it comes down to it, most of us are willing to spend our money on whatever we value most. For the bleeding woman, it was healing. She valued healing above any amount of money. For the merchant in the parable, it was the pearl of great price. He sold all he had on one pearl of great value. See Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. Yes, we spend ourselves on what we value the most. Whether it's money, time, energy, or emotions, we pour ourselves out on the thing that we deem most worthy of our devotion. When I was in high school,